Okay. A couple of things. We have a couple of more packets on Zmanim Chavtes Lamed. Then we have a couple of Purim packets. And other things. Then we'll probably do Chazara, and then we'll start the Hayam HaChanach HaKadosh series. And then Pesach will come around. And
which series?
Hayam HaChanach HaKadosh. Okay, we think we have to Ma'abir the Chodesh again. Ma'abir the Shana again. Okay, we want to wish Mazel Tov to our dear friend Dr. Presby on the birth of a granddaughter. Semen Tov, Mazel Tov, Yelon, Olechal Yisrael. Mazel Tov, Yelon, Olechal Yisrael. Semen Tov.
Daniel Shane Ben Yeshua Falk. Somebody gave me a Chumash Rashi with Bar Midbar. Okay, so the last packet was about Alos HaShachar. What is Alos HaShachar? I mean, actually, there might have been one or two things that I still wanted to do in the previous packet. So we said that we saw the Rambam, that a Rambam says that what? That you have a glimmer of what? A glimmer of light that comes in. That's not Heya Pnei HaMizrach. And then for davening, it's Heyer Pnei HaMizrach is davening. And we said, and if you don't have Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, then the Eliyahu Rabba says, then you can't daven, right? As opposed to the Magen Avraham, which says that you'll say b'dieved. Now, Alos HaShachar, so what does that mean, Alos HaShachar? I started off with you, Alos HaShachar, what exactly is the phrase, Alos HaShachar? Right, so we just defined it that it is a glimmer of light. But what does the word mean? What is alos? What? The rising of the what? So tell me what that means. Just tell me. You're just not telling me what it means. Just define it for me. What? What do you think? Harav Katan? That's the Rambam. And who is giving this translation? Who's giving this translation? Dawn. Let's say it's Dawn. Let's say it's Dawn. Rosa Shahid. So let me just show you what the simple translation of Alos HaShachar is. Okay? Ready for this one? What did you say? You were about to say something. The rising of the day. So, let me take a look in the packet here, Chaf Ches here. On page 2. Says Vayivasa Yaakov Levado Vayeovek Ishimo Ad Alos HaShachar. Okay, but that doesn't explain anything. So look what the Ebenezer says. Ad Sur Shachrus Halayla. Shachar means darkness. Alos HaShachar means the darkness is starting to go away. Alos going away. So you think Shachar is there, it's just it's the opposite. It's the Alos means, people don't know this, 99% people who Alos HaShachar never stop to understand what the phrase means. So now you understand the Rambam, they point out even better, because as soon as there's a glimmer of light, that's called Alos HaShachar. In other words, as Rav Harari would say, in other words, there's absolute darkness through the night. There's absolute darkness. So soon as the absolute darkness is no longer absolute, then that's Alpidin Yom. In other words, it's interesting because you would think maybe Yom requires some greater. You see, if you say that Alos HaShachar means Heir Pnei HaMizrach, so then you're saying that it has to be some major light, even though the sun didn't. But the phrase Alos HaShachar, the way that Ebenezer is translating it, is Alos means Sur Shachrus Halayla. When the absolute darkness of the night is starting to go away. Meaning, so once there's a glimmer, that Al Pi Din is considered Alos. No, because Rabbi Harari says no. Rabbi Harari says there's absolute darkness, and then it doesn't get darker, right? Once there's absolute darkness, does it get darker?
No.
Right. The same. It plateaus. Because you have your absolute darkness, and then it plateaus throughout the whole night. But Alos HaShachar means that the Shachar is starting to, what? Go away. Now, so when I saw this Ebenezer, I was very excited, because when I was learning with my son Chumash Mahaloscha, so on Perek Tes Halach Yud Zayin, it says Ulfi He Alos HaAnon Me'al HaOel V'Achrechein Yisub Bnei Yisrael. So what does it mean He Alos HaAnon? So Rashi quotes the Targum, He Alos means Istalakos. Goes away. Not that it goes up. He says, the Sifsei Chachamim say, Sifsei Chachamim says, V'lo miloshen aliyah. Because people think alos is aliyah, going up. No, lo losh. He says, V'lo miloshen aliyah. Dim kei v'fi alos ha'anon miboyle. It shouldn't say hey alos, it should say alos. What's hey alos? Shubinyan Hakal, Hey Alos, Shubinyan Nefel. So Hey Alos is, so that is the same way that Ibn Ezra translates Alos HaShachar. Yeah. Right. Where are you? Which targum? Which targum?
On over here by us. I have only the shakar.
Where?
Slot. You know, saying for the halos.
Yeah,
but I'm saying the shayr is damach lam and klof. You mean?
Right.
To remove or to go up.
Right.
But I'm just saying the same. I'm just saying that the shahadah. Taking advantage of the Aramaic, it can mean also to remove. Not necessarily to also. This doesn't work, but
this first Muhammad and Ezra doesn't seem to work well with the chakras.
It feels like
you
call chakras.
Right. Right. In other words, why would we call chakras?
Let's say it's like borrowed because now we call all the chakras, so we call it chakras, which is funny.
Right, even though it's just the opposite.
Right.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. That's an excellent question. In other words, what Yehuda is asking is, so then why chakras called about the darkness? Because unless you say it's an abbreviation of Alos HaShachris. The Shachris is Faket. Shachris means darkness. Alos HaShachris means the darkness is being removed. Let's see that in a second. But that's a good question. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, so that's what we're saying. It's the same. We're just translating what the words mean. Now, the only nafkamina would be that if you want to say that Alos HaShachar is the same thing as Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, so then you wouldn't speak of it from the perspective of Alos HaShachar, because Alos HaShachar means once there's some darkness removed. You wouldn't necessarily speak of it from that perspective. Let me just see if I have that piece here in the safe room. Maybe it's in a second. But that's how the Ibn Ezra, I think maybe in the next packet there might be some more about this. Now, we were mentioning the Bir Halacha, where he on packet 27 on page 14, where he says that Amud HaShachar Nikra Ma'am Shamaschi HaOr Lisnotzitz. And the Pri Chadash says Mishallah Amud HaShachar Yotzei B'Di'eved Pri Megillat Fakhlit. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Bir Halacha says, the Etzim Adin Mashim Desir Lekin Devreim, the Min HaTorah Yom Hu Af Kodem She'ir Pnei Mizrach, hold over. The Min HaTorah Te'ir Pnei Mizrach for everything. As the Elul Rabbah, the Elul Rabbah is saying that he says, "Omnam Yosef Yisem Matzidum Sefer Eliyahu Rama, Sefer Mata Yehuda, Vagrav Sefer Shnos Eliyahu, Kulam Keechad Iskimu Dachi Airu Hamizrach Afil B'Di'evet Eino Yotze. Mitam Dadainu B'Chval Laila Ad Sheyeh Hamizrach. Kol Apostol Kishrom Zohar Lashachar Be'Eze Inyan Ainu Ha'er Pizrach." So he claims that there's a bunch of shitas that Eliyahu Rama and who say that no, the definition of Alos HaShachar is Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. So that would be a big chumrah. That would be a big chumrah. That it's still vaday. You could read it into either direction. You could say that alos hashachar means that you have to have a lot of the darkness be removed. You could still read it from. You could still read it in either way. But that's a fundamental machlokas here. The Bir Halacha is bringing down of what is the definition of alos hashachar. The pashut pshat is that alos hashachar is what the Rambam says. That alos hashachar means that that it's just a glimmer. It was from Hayyip, they had from... Right. Still... Right, so if you say that... So then what do you want to bring a ride from there? Hayyip and Hayyip is the same thing as the Lost Shachar, so therefore there's a 4 mil between... and Nates. What? Just explain yourself. He wants you to explain this.
Yishalmi said that from Yom Shachar, he moved to the morning star. No, so that's right. So Yishalmi said Yom Shachar, which we are obviously interpreting to mean the morning star. So that's amazing for morning. But the point is that Yishalmi said that the 4 mil from Yom Shachar on Sunday to Hama, the Gemara in the Babli says it's 4 mil from
if you're saying it's one of the same. Okay. Okay, so that's what so he says that with Dina, he says Bevada Yesh Lochosh Lochol Hani Rabbitzchol Bold Over Shemitzvah Zayom Yisrael Kodem Sheyer Mitzvah Lachzor Lassos Lach HaShayir. In the Bir Halacha in Packet 27 on page 14, I'm sorry. That he says that in a Hanami, that any mitzvah you did in the daytime, from Alos HaShachar onward, and it wasn't Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, you should redo. So that's very interesting, because when you get the calendar, the pre-mat calendar, he's not going to tell you that. He's going to tell you Alos HaShachar is Alos HaShachar, 16.1 or 72. But he's not going to tell you when Heyer Pnei HaMizrach is. So, if you want to know, say you did Lulav, and you did it from Alos HaShachar, but it wasn't Heyer Pnei HaMizrach. Yeah. So according to the Rambam, you probably Yotze, but according to the Eli Rabba, the Gra, and all these things, you're not Yotze. So it's a little bit misleading. Because then maybe he should have in his... Somebody should call him up and say, maybe you should start putting in Heyer Pnei HaMizrach in your calendar, because if you're saying that that's the definition, then that's very relevant. And even if it's not, if it's still the definition of when Tefillah Shachris is, and right, that you should wait till Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, even if you want to say that. Alos is really the beginning of Yom, but either so Heyer Pnei HaMizrach, either that's Alos, or maybe that's a separate Zman for Lechatchila Zman Tefillah Shachris, but they should put it.
Do we have any idea of what time Heyer Pnei HaMizrach would be between, like, when it's between
I don't know. Rabbi Telki thought maybe of somewhere like midway or something. I don't know. That is midway. But I mean, I don't know. You tell me, Rabbi Poppers. When is the whole east lit up?
I live in New York City,
so let's go.
What does that mean, lit up, though? Does it be like just made, like...
What do we mean, light?
What do I mean? If you look at the sky, like, when it's lit up, can I see it? Like, when you can see it, like...
Yeah, you can turn it blue.
What about that name when it,
What?
What do you mean, like, when you can see, when the east is lit up, like...
Yeah, you can see, light. Right? So when is that? You tell me.
Yeah, we all stay up to man and check.
No, but you can't because we have electric lights, so it's not going to... So it won't be exact. But maybe you can check a little bit. But what do you think? What?
I think that's not so clear because there was a plague of goop that was out later.
Right, but maybe that's what I love. No, maybe Hayyim is just clear. Just what is the halacha? In other words, is it that you just need? Yeah, in other words, this is a fundamental machlokas. Is halos the one glimmer of the Rambam, or is it Hayyim Pnei Mizrach of what he quotes from these other in the Farshim?
I mean, it's a glimmer. It's a glimmer identical to 16.1.
The glimmer is probably the 16.1. Yeah. And it makes sense because 16.1 is almost, like Rabbi Harari points out, 16.1 is basically almost absolute darkness. In other words, for most of the year, it's past absolute darkness. If you do 16.1, Rabbi Harari points out to me that in May, June, July, I should keep another 10, 15 minutes to get this. Is he now 16.1, I'm probably doing even more than absolute darkness. No?
Why? No,
it's
10 minutes. Absolute darkness.
Just 10 minutes. In the morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but 16.1, okay, so maybe I made a mistake with that. But maybe it's not absolute. But 16.1 in the morning is going to be, right after that, is going to probably be the glimmer. Because before that is absolute darkness.
But the glimmer, so it's the 16.1 simultaneous with the glimmer.
Yeah, in other words, the glimmer, that's when the glimmer is happening. So a little bit before that will be still absolute darkness.
Yeah, of course.
The glimmer. The glimmer's at 16.1.
And everybody holds a candle.
Let me say 16.1. What? 72 minutes according to 16.1 is 72 minutes in degrees, meaning 72 in Eretz Yisrael, and then you go and that's 16.1 degrees below the horizon on the east, and then you go to America and it becomes more.
But the 16.1 is 72 minutes is later than later in the morning,
but it's right. So that's a fundamental the fundamental machlokes.
The difference right now is 9
between
72
minutes and the 16.1. That 16.1 is 7 minutes earlier.
Nine
minutes earlier.
5:15 or 5:20. What's
90 minutes? 90 minutes is 5 mil.
You said sometimes 5
Now, Rav Harfen is here on page 19.
Which packet?
Packet 27. So he quotes the Bach. Let me see, I might have the Bach in the packet here. But he quotes the Bach here, the bottom two lines on the left side of page 19. Avshe b'Bach b'vur nami kipsak ha-mechabe dalos ha-shachar hu be'i ha-mizrach. Shekosef Shom, page 20. But chascholz matvilas ha-shachar she'i p'nei shkol ha-mizrach losagi ki-hivrik ha-shachar k'nikudu b'vad. Ishacholik al Mogan Avram Benugel is Montfila, Valena Rai Shacholik Alav Mahusa Or Shakovez Manalosa Shach. In other words, who says the Bach? But you don't have to say that the Bach necessarily argues when Alosa Shach is. He's just arguing when Zmantfila Li Kuva is. Maybe it's Mantfila is, you could still do it for Malos HaShachar. But in a Chanami, for Malos HaShachar, for other things, maybe everyone agrees that it's, you don't need here, Pnei HaMizrach. Yeah. Right. Or you could say that, no, this is the definition of the Bach El Yorama, maybe. But the Mishnah Berurah says, the Bir Halacha, that no, maybe Hei Pnei HaMizrach is a requirement. We just saw in the Bir Halacha, that maybe that's a requirement of what Alos HaShachar is, and it's not enough that the little spark. And if you look at the Marshag here for a second, I will say, Marshag is a very choshev sefer. It's Rav Shim Greenfield, the Talmud of who? Of the Maamshik. The Marshag. Page 17, the first packet. Yeah, so the Marshag is going to explain his sheet about what is Alos HaShachar. So he says here, Hinei, on the left side, in the top, Hinei kimachal ratzisi l'ashiva bin yizeh kim dumili lovin d'var b'tom ki anilok hasafti al mishkiyas chama sheyamdu kol chacham n'tzai mirakiya b'gonu l'achon shabtanim. Hey, this is what he wants to say. That maybe the definition of, see, at night you have at the absolute darkness you have all the stars. All the stars are out there. So he wants to say a new idea. Maybe the definition of morning is Mishenechsa Kochav Echad Hakotin Shemitanim. Acheyala Hashemesh. Right. Right. So once it's no longer absolute darkness, you can see one star. Yeah. So that's a very early shita when the day starts. I don't know. So I don't know. To me, I don't know. It's a little bit difficult. I mean, in other words, once there's a little bit of light, enough that you can see one star now in the morning, you know, it's no longer absolute darkness. But that's you.
That one star,
you no longer see that star, a small star.
So that would be But the point is that, you know, so that's probably the most early shita, probably. And then the latest shita is if you require halos ha-shachar, you require hayah b'nei ha-mizrach. And if you don't have hayah b'nei ha-mizrach, then you don't even have halos ha-shachar. And the Mishnah Berurah recommends that you makbir, that if you did a mitzvah before hayah b'nei ha-mizrach, then you should redo it. I don't know, when you say, take lulav before, take it again, I don't know if you did this milah, you would require, like on the stock wrist. I don't understand.
The truth is, those two make the most sense. Anything in between doesn't really. Whether they're like a marshag or Arabin Amis, anything in between doesn't really.
I don't understand why would someone do it this early if they're so questionable of when exactly it's mounted? Why would anyone do anything this early?
Right. Well, a lot of things in life people do, they say, why would they do this? Right, you're right. In the Kanami, they should be doing it. And that's why they're against like, the mission.
What is so pressing in your day that there's so many hours in the day, it's like, sorry, I can only do a bris
is that the definition of hachana is you're doing something on Shabbos to save time on Motzai Shabbos. That's hachana. But if you're not doing it to save time, say you're bringing in the chairs from outside, there's an Erev, whatever, not because you want to save time, it's just you're afraid if they're going to stay out, they're going to get stolen. So you're not bringing it to save time, bringing it to save stolen, so that's not called hachana. That's the famous Kiddush of the Marshad. Take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan on page 21. So let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabosai, on this discussion. On page 21, from packet 27. So if you look on in Simon Pei, Aruch HaShulchan, Simon Pei Tes, Os Yura Aleph, he writes, Kozer Rebbeinu B'yoshu, Zman Tzilas HaShachar, Mitzvah Shashi Yaskel Avei Tzachama, yeah, V'cheinu Loshan HaTur, Yaskel Sha'olah HaShachar Ve'er Pnei HaMizra, V'cheinu Loshan HaRosh. And the Rosh also, Tzchil Zman Yishira Baruch HaShachar, and then he quotes the Gra. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Achel Adam Shachar Hu Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach. That's what the Gemara says. Achel Adam HaShachar, the first Mishnah of Brachos, Hu Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach. The Zemavor Vareishu Per Gimel De Yuma, the Hei Ir Kol HaMizrach Hu Achar Alos HaShachar. The Hei Ir Kol HaMizrach. So Pasu Yom Gomer. Well, Hei Ir Mizrach Stam Hu Alos HaShachar. The divim are going wrong to move mode. The daito haki yoma hey ha mizrach the inu came to be said more halavana him shichu sham aria kol ha mizrach the inu inu the kan. And then so it's a fundamental machlokes whether Olos HaShachar is Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach or it's no, it's a Olos HaShachar is earlier like the Magen Avraham said, and then Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach is a later time, but not to define what Olos HaShachar is, it's just a later time. So the nafkamin is, if you do a mitzvah after Olos HaShachar, but it wasn't Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach, are you Yotzei or not? According to the Gra and according to Elie Rabba, maybe you're not Yotzei. And according to the Magen Avraham, you are Yotzei, because Olos HaShachar is Yom. Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach maybe is a separate din only in Tefillah.
Do we know what Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach is?
And if you assume like the Rashash, that what the Mishnah says in Megillah that you have to wait lechatchila for Netzach Ham, it really means Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach. But it's interesting that none of these calendars or these people give times. Yeah.
What?
Right. But it's still interesting that it doesn't say it. It should say it.
Do we know exactly
right.
Where it is?
I don't know. How much time is it? No, so like it was mentioned, I think Rabbi Talakin mentioned, it's probably halfway, 20 minutes after Olos HaShachar or something like that.
These are
things
that like
20, 25 minutes later. Yeah, I mean, look, b'diavad, if you can get it in to Mishayakya, then it's better to wait to Mishayakya, because that's the Lechatchila's man for Kriyashma, and for Talis and Tefillin. B'diavad, if you did it from Olos HaShachar, you Yotze, according to Magen Avraham. But
look at the current stop of standing before
in the airport before you get on the plane.
Yeah, you wait.
I would do it standing
before the plane.
Yeah. I mean, before the, latest month.
Before Nets, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the Pre-Chadish. I'm a Pre-Chadish person.
Right.
6:30 a.m. will you run? Yeah, I mean, this year I've been diving a little later, but okay. In theory, that's what I do maybe tomorrow. Okay. So now. Yeah, so he holds that Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach, and Olos HaShachar is Hei Ir Pnei HaMizrach. That's a fascinating. So now the question. The question is, we mentioned this last week, but we didn't, we will raise the issue now, and then tomorrow we'll maybe flesh it out more, Bez Hashem. But when, how can, in other words, at night we know there's a concept of Bein HaShmashos. There's Shkia, whatever you want to say, the Grod or Bein HaTam, whatever, there's this middle time that's specific. So how come we don't find such a thing in the morning? How come we don't find... Requirement, or it's just a simon how much darkness it is. If it's a simon how much darkness it is, that should apply the day and night. But if it's an absolute requirement, so then you can say your svar. Then you can say his svar. See, what he wants to say, have Harlech want to say, that if there's no problem, pointing out, but if it's just a question that there's a certain level of darkness that's Vadeyo, a certain level of darkness that's something, a certain level of darkness that's Vadeyo, so that should apply both ways. But if you say that stars are an absolute, then there should be a shortage of the Vadeyo. There should be like a 3/4 of a bill of something, and then after that be Vadeyo. See, with all the fakeness that we know that Abu Sashaf is in the name of Israel, whatever it is, after that time, it's Vada Yom.
The question I think is a very strong question. If you like say that there's symmetrical day and night, like 50 more degrees in the morning, 50 more degrees at night. Even if you don't get like a Rahar was saying that the common, but there's for some reason it's Vila, it becomes Vila with less darkness. And Yom is determined by even a smaller amount of light than so it's much more square than like Yom and Lila are determined by the same amount of glimmer of light in Yom. So losing that glimmer is Lila, then you mount a symmetrical and you have a real question. Like, how do you know that question right after the question?
Right, but the symmetrical will be when it's Vade Yom with Vade Lila. That'll be symmetrical.
Right. Yeah.
But even when it's Vade Laila, we still have a time that's something. So the question is, how come we don't have that same thing in the... So that's what he wants to suggest. That's a good answer. Now we'll see maybe there are. But who's the one who says in a Hanami there is Bein HaShmashos Balayla? Bayom, rather. No. The Chasam Sofer. take a look at page 6.
Why is there a need to be a parallel?
Because, in other words,
why can't you just say it's different?
The main question is, because you're stupid that take a look at this.
Look at the second arrow, page 6. Second arrow. The new packet, packet 28. If you don't get it, it's right here. I give out free copies here. Kofkas, it's right here on the table.
In the
Ultra Mefarshim? Yeah, the Ultra Mefarshim. This piece of the Ultra Mefarshim is the Chasam Sofer. I just handed in a packet. Maybe you'll think about it. In anticipation of the packet, Tshuva from the Chasam Sofer. How come the verse is in Tainis? Kashem Shem Lichtas Av Matim B'Simcha Kach Mishem Lichtas Oder Marbin B'Simcha. And in Shulchan Aruch it says, you know, Lichtas Av Matim B'Simcha, and therefore tells you what you should do, etc. But how come Mishin Nichnas Adar Marvim Simcha was not in the Rambam or in the Shulchan Aruch? No, it is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kishem Shem Nichnas Adar of Matim Simcha, Kach Mishin Nichnas Adar Marvim Simcha. That's in the Gemara. But when it's quoted by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, the Adar part is left out. It's easy to be said. No, but it says that if you have a din Torah with a non-Jew, so you should try to schedule it for other. So that's not how come that's not brought in Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, but the Magen Avraham brings it. The Magen Avraham brings it. So I made a packet. Made a 20. What? Yeah. So there's nothing. When you make a packet about something left out, I didn't put a blank page, you know. You know, where do you Xerox? That. I was thinking maybe I'll give that on Tiny Sester, that packet. We usually have down here Tiny Sester. Maybe I'll leave that. I just gave it in today. Pick it up as soon as after shoot that packet. And then there's another packet. An Avni Nezer I made. That's like in a different planet. This Avni Nezer. No, Avni Nezer on Purim. If you want Pesach, I'll make Pesach too. No, but the Afikoman, no. Okay, yeah. Okay, look on the Chasam Sofer here, page 6, in the arrow here, on the right side. In case what did Babura Shachar, look what he says. Flosser Rive Mil Harishonim Mikhila Sitsiya Sakama Ain Rui Mutfila Klau. Flosser Rive Mil Haim Krovim Yutkas Minutin Shatasya Ze Dal Minim Nisha Shav Chomesh Vikir. So he says that the first three quarters of a mil. From Alos HaShachar, so the first phrase, 18 minutes after Alos HaShachar is Safik Yom Safik Laila. He says it. But this is not the standard approach. Because according to this, if you do a mitzvah right after whatever you call Alos HaShachar, if you hold Heir Pinei HaMizrach as Alos HaShachar, then you have to have Chveis 18 minutes after Mishair Mizrach is a Suffolk. That's a big thing. If you really hold like this, granted you did a Bris Mila, say, after Alos HaShachar, 18 minutes would be a Suffolk with your Yotzi in that.
Yeah.
What? The Mishnah Megillah just says that there's a Din L'Chatchil, you should wait till Neitzachah. Maybe we're still talking about how much ore you need to be young. Having a Frisch is bringing over a group. They're doing a mock Bezdin. He did it last year also. So I'm going to be signing the mock Bezdin. And then last year. The question is whether a fireman got scorched with fire and he choose not to be, to let himself die, and be too painful, and to make sure that he gets involved in some story like that. I'm not a Bezdin, I'm the consultant referee. What?